Okay, morning. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Samach Tes. We're going to start on Daf Samach Ches Amud Beis. I guess it's five lines from the bottom. We're going to talk, the Gemara is now going back to discussing what began at the beginning of the Perek, which is certain remedies to various conditions. Now, before we begin, is a little Hagdama. The Arshkor brings it down also. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Yud Amud Beis says that Chizkiyahu Melech, he took out the Sefer Rufus. He took out, there used to be this book of Rufus that everyone that they had, and they were able to use it, and he took it out of circulation, so to speak, because people tended to rely upon that book about the medicines in that book and not on tefillah. So if all this was taken out, if the Sefer Rufus was taken out of circulation, why does the Gemara come through with all these Rufus that we're gonna have? So we saw a few answers, and a quote from the Chashuki Chemed. He also asks, he goes, what if these remedies are not what we're not halacha l'maisa, because we're not allowed to use them anymore today, so why are they in the Gemara? Does a Rosh Hashiva have to teach these to his Talmidim? So he brings down, yes, you do have to bring them. He says, for two reasons you have to bring them, you have to speak about them. And the first one is he quotes the Maharsha. The Maharsha says, the Maharsha asks, why are they written? That Chizkiyahu was gonez all the refuos. So you could say the whole reason is he says is that you should realize is that even though we don't know necessarily what they mean, maybe it's nishtanu atibim, that the nature of people change and that's why the refuos don't work. Also, we don't know the exact amounts or what everything is. We're not going to be able to translate all the words. We don't know what everything means. Nevertheless, the Mar says you have to realize that the Chachamim everything is in the Gemara, everything is in the Torah. Refuos, Seif Refuos, it's all there. And they have to be able to explain to the Talmidim as well that even though we have no Havana, what's going on, Mikol Makom, you should know that Chazal knew what they were talking about. And just like there were fools then, there were fools now. And you have to daven, but there's also a concept of refuos. The Chashuk Echem also then brings down from his brother-in-law, from Chaim Kanievsky, that in his yeshiva they skipped over these dapim, and they didn't teach them the rabim. And when Chaim Kanievsky came home, his father, the stipler, sat down with him and taught him these gemaras. So we're going to go through these gemaras and. Whatever we get out of it, we'll get out of it. So now a little bit more of introduction. It's brought down the Yotzer Gaon brings down the name of Rav Shriya Gaon, that we're not allowed to be so much on these refuos bisman hazeh, because he claims that the Chachmei Torah weren't really doctors. They just wrote down the refuos that they did bisman haGemara, and they saw that they worked then, but they may not work down. Tosos Amor Katan Dapir Aleph also writes that the refuos in the Gemara, they're not moel bisman hazeh. Some people say again because Nishtanu Ativim. The Kesef Mishnah says it's because it only works in certain areas. Nevertheless, the refuos are here. They're in the Gemara, and we're supposed to and we're going to learn them just like we learn every other daf and shas. But we have to realize that there's a chayrim of the Gaonim not to use these refuos. We don't know what they are necessarily. We don't know what the measurements are. We don't know all these things. But we'll go through it, and whenever we can pull out, we'll pull out. So Gemara says. The Dama Dereisha, so that's for sort of blood of the head. So what it means is a headache. Rashi, because it's a headache induced by high blood pressure. Leisnei Yeshuva V'vina. We'll read the whole thing and then we'll translate. Leisnei Yeshuva V'vina va'asadara v'zesa v'chilpa v'chilpa v'yama v'yivla v'lishkulu v'hadi adadi. You should bring some sort of wood, some hadasim and some olives and some cloves and something called yivla. Boil them all together. V'nito tlas mei akasiyah hagisah reisha. Then pour 300 cups of the mixture on this side of the head. With tlas mei akasiyah hagisah reisha and 300 cups of it on that side of the head. V'ila v'lo. And if you can't, it's a machlokas of what this means, but it can mean either that it's impractical, you don't have this refuah around you, or it means that it was ineffective and you want to do something else. V'ilo, lesi varda chivra dekai b'chadara, bring a white rose that stands up in one row, v'lishkele, and then boil it, v'lito shikin kasi ha'gisa duration, then pour 60 cups of the liquid that comes out on this side of the head, v'shikin kasi ha'gisa duration, and 60 cups on that side of the head. Okay, next the next sickness, litzlichita. Okay, this is someone who has a migraine, someone who gets headaches. Here's the chickens that you're going to buy. Leisei tarnagola bra, bring a wild chicken, v'lishkati mezuzah chivir, and slaughter it with using a sharp silver coin, right? Ahu gisa de kaivle, and slaughter it over the side of the head which has pains. This way the blood trickles down on that head. V'nizdar midar midol lasimino leinai. But be very careful that the blood doesn't get into your eyes. V'litle b'sifa devava. Then hang the chicken on the doorpost of the house. V'chi'ayif chayli beis. So then when you enter the house, you brush against it. V'chi'naf v'chayifei. And then when you leave the house, you also brush against it. Now the Gemara turns to another sickness. Says librukti, which is translated as cataracts. Okay, something that covers up the eyes. Lasi akba de shev chumri. You bring a scorpion or a spider that has seven colors. V'naipshe betula, dry it out in the shade. V'nishchok, then grind it up and make a powder. Right, tarti minasa kochla v'chadama minasa minay. The two parts should be of dust, I think it's called, another part of and one part scorpion. That's the mixture in this powder. Then apply three doses. Again, three doses. What three doses? We don't know the measurement. Three doses. So that's another proof that we don't necessarily know all the measurements. Right? So then, put three doses of powder to this eye and three doses to the other eye. But you have to be very careful not to apply more than three doses to the eye. Because if you put more, paka enai, your eye might bust. So Tosos here asks, it's a mashman from the Gemara here and the Gemara in Shabbos that for cataracts there's a refuah. But the Gemara in Bechoros, Staf Lam Ches, the top Tosos here, he says, Hacha mashman the yesh leon refuah, the chevi perek hamotzi yayin, nami kamer, she came kuchlin the brukti, the kasha the Bechoros, and Bechoros, we're talking about mumim in animals, chashiv leg legabi mumim hakavuin. Cataracts is considered mum kavua, that passes an animal to be a korban. Here it's mashman, there's a refuah for cataracts. So va'omer Yitzchak the chol mash eino over me'elav oyle refuah kala chashim mum kavuah. He says no, anything that doesn't go away by itself or doesn't go away with a simple refuah, that's considered mum kavuah. Here's a simple kavuah. You just ground up a scorpion and put the dust in your eyes. It goes away. But if it doesn't go away, then that would be considered a mum kavuah, right? Inami refuah dahacha v'damot shehane b'tchilas achol v'basov achol eino refuah. Or maybe you can say that it's degenerative, so that at the beginning when you have to start having the cataract, you can have a refuah. But later on, when it continues and it becomes more advanced, the form of the disease, there's no refuah. Another answer is, I thought maybe it's a difference between a person and an animal. Maybe in the person it goes away, with the animal it doesn't go away. Anyway, so you can see even here, from these Gemaras, the Rishonim and the Achronik, they can pull out halacha lemaisa. Okay, next affliction. Lishvirei delela, okay, for night blindness. I guess that means you can't see at night. Naishi shudu baraka, you should bring a rope of an animal hair. V'nesir chada karimineh, v'chada karimikalban. Tie one end of the rope to your legs and one leg end of the rope to the leg of a dog. V'nitrifu yinuki chasma abatre. And children should shake, you know, pottery behind him. V'lemerle, and they should do an incantation, which is also a big sugya about whether you're allowed to Satan and do have incantations. But what should they say? Asa kalba, asa tarnagol. Old dog, mad hen. Right? V'ligabe shev umtsi b'shivabate. He should then collect seven pieces of raw meat from seven houses. We listen to the Hali B'tzinur D'dasha, and each homeowner should give him the meat in the doorway of his house. V'nechlenu b'kilkulei d'masa, and you should eat the meat by the city dumps. Basar hachi, afterwards, lishot shudr baraka, you should remove the animal hair that was tied to your leg. V'nei ruhachi, and then you say the following thing. And again, it's tied to the dog now. Shavriri l'ploni bar plonasi, the blindness of so-and-so, son of so-and-so. Shavkinu l'ploni bar plonasi, you should leave so-and-so, right? You should leave so-and-so. And they should then blow into the pupil of the dog's eyes, sort of transferring the illness onto the dog. That's what you do for night blindness. Now what about day blindness? L'shivirei de mama, for daytime blindness. L'isa shiva sumke migava de chevasa, you bring seven spleens from the inside of freshly slaughtered animals. That's what the article says. V'nitvinu achaspa de umana, and then you roast him on a bloodletter shard, which is on the bloodletters used to let the blood drip onto pottery shards. So these things are really disgusting. They're full of blood. V'le save ihu migave, then the blind man should sit inside the house. V'inishachrina me'abare, and another person who has bring down another person who can't see should sit outside. V'nemale avira, and the blind man should say to him, Havle echol, give me the spleens to eat. V'nemale heyach Pesicha, and the other one should say to him, Sav Echo, eat it. Ubasha the Achon, after he eats all these spleens, Lisbrei Lechaspa, he should break the shards of the blood letter, Dilo Haja Eli, because if you don't break the shards, then the blindness is going to come back to you. Okay. Next. Now we're talking about nasal or oral diseases. L'dima de asim minichra. Okay, your guy has a nosebleed or constant nosebleeds. Leisei gavra kohen ishmei Levi. You should bring a man who's a kohen and his name is Levi. V'lichtov Levi mafreya, and you should write the name Levi backward, which is yud lamed vav. Sorry, yud vav lamed. V'ilo, and if you can't find a kohen whose name is Levi, leisei inishmei alma. You bring any person. V'nichtov lei, and this person should write for him the following incantation, and he should do it in reverse. Ana papi shila barsumki lemafreya. I papa shila barsumki. You should write that backwards. The ilo, if you can't find that, nichtov lehachid, then you should write the following incantation. Tam deli b'mei kesef, tam deli b'mei pgam. The taste of a bucket in silver water, the taste of a bucket in tainted water. Just translating the words. I'm not so sure what this means. That's what you should do, and that gets rid of the nosebleeds. Now you have another type of, another remedy, the ilo, if you can't find this. Lacey ikra de aspisata. You should bring the root of the aspista. I don't know, it's sort of type of plant. I think the Gemara Bava Basra talks about aspista, that it grows pretty quickly. But they actually use it. They use it in the Gemara Bava Basra to discuss about certain types of chazakas and karka. I think it's it brings it down. It's above Basra that chav chesam base that brings down the word aspista. Okay, so the ashla de puratika, and then you should bring the rope of an old bed. They used to make the beds that have these ropes that we tie them together. You should bring a rope, the kortima umoriki, rag paper and morki, the sumka de luve, and red paint, the red part of the lulav tree, or the palm branch, the niklu bahade hadad. They burn them all together until they go into ash. The laisek gaba da amra, then you should bring a ball of wool, the nigo tarti pisi losa, and twist the fiber into two strands, the latamish pachala, and put the strands in vinegar. Vinigdabel bikit mahadain, and then roll the ashes that you made before, so that the ashes adhere to these fibers. Vinesid vinichiri, and then insert them into the nostrils. Sort of pack the nose with these things, and that should cure the nosebleed. Ilo, if that doesn't work, or if you can't find that. Lechazi amas hamayim the azlas mizra klape marav. You should find a flow of water that flows from east towards west. Vinifsa, step over it. Venekim chad kara lahagisab, and stand with one foot on this side of the stream and one foot on the chad kara lahagisab, one foot on the other side. Venishkol tina biyadei diamina mitote kara dismale. Then you should take mud with his right hand from beneath his left foot. Biyadei dismale mitote kara diyemene. And then you should, with his left hand, take mud from beneath his right foot. Venigdol tarte pisilosa da amra. And then twist two strands of wool. Venitnesh patina, immerse them in the mud. Venesa benichire, and insert each of them into each of his nostrils, and that would stop the nosebleed. The ilo. You want to find another remedy. Lesiv tosiv marizava. You should sit underneath a water spout. V'naisu maya, and others should bring water. V'lishdu alayu, and they should pour it on him through this water spout. V'lemru, and they should say the following. Ki hechi de pasik hani maya, just as these waters stop, lisuk de meidu plan de bar pula naisa. So too the blood of so-and-so should stop. Whatever. Next one. This is something for someone who has bleeding in the mouth. He has oral bleeding. L'damei da asim yipuma, for blood that comes from the mouth. So what do? We have to check where the blood's coming from. Badki nun le bigila dechitta. The patient has to be tested with a straw of wheat. Isarich, if the blood sticks to the straw, then meireya ka'asiv isle takanta. Then we realize that the blood is coming from the lungs, and there's a remedy for it. V'ilo, but if the blood doesn't stick to the straw, mikavda ka'asi, it's coming from the liver, and that's really bad, but let's say takanta. That's going to be, there's no takanta for blood that's coming from the liver. So the Gemara now is going to get, and says, wait a second. Amalei Rav Ami Rav Ashi, v'ha'anan ibchatanan, but we learned the opposite in the Mishnah, because here it's mashed that blood that flows from that a lung injury is less severe than a liver injury, right? The liver injury is more severe. V'ha'anan ibchatanan, we learned the opposite in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, when it's listing all the trefos, the Mishnah in chulin dath membeis. Okay, nital hakave v'lo nishtayar himena klum. If the liver was removed from an animal and then there's nothing left of it, or hareya shenikva o shechasra, but if the lung was merely punctured, right, or it's just missing a little bit, that's considered a trefa. So you see that for a lung injury, only a little bit creates a trefa, but for the liver to create a trefa, it has to be completely gone. You see, a lung injury seems to be more severe than a liver injury. So Amrale Keva Nimipume Kaase Amar Itmuchi Itmach. So he says, now since the blood is coming from the mouth, you have to say that the liver is completely disintegrated. He says it's more typical for blood to come from the lung After you realize that the blood is coming from the liver, his blood's coming from the liver, then you realize that the liver is completely gone, and the liver is completely degenerated, then there's no takana. Once the liver is lost, there's no cure, the Mishnah says. So the Gemara says, okay, so what's the cure if it's coming from the liver, coming from the lungs? Amamar, imereya ka'asi islay takanta, my takante. What's the remedy? So he says, lesa shiva kune mi pirma de silka, bring 7 fistfuls of sliced beets, v'shiva kune pirma de karse, and 7 fistfuls of sliced leek, the chamishi kune preda, and 5 fistfuls of prida. I don't know what that means. The article brings down that it may be from a wild cherry tree. Utlasa kuni de talfi, 3 fistfuls of lentil, the kuna de kamona, and a fistful of cumin, ukuna de chavle, and a fistful of chavli, ukenegdan kanta petirta, and a matching amount of fat intestines from a bechor, from a firstborn animal, ulibasho vilechol, cook the mixture and eat it. Vilishte abatre shikra harifa de teves. Then afterwards you should drink strong beer that was fermented in the month of Tevis, because you should bring the winter ale. The winter ales are stronger. For those who drink beer, the winter ales are stronger, more thick type of brew than the summer ale, which is softer. Is that correct? That's correct. So you have to know who to ask.
One thing you're allowed to rely on. I don't think you drink the beer, the winter is thicker.
You're not relying on it. It happens to be a Metzius. That just happens to be. Certain companies do have a winter ale and a summer brew. It's all different. Okay. Next case, levava. For now you have an ailment in the mouth. We're saying which could be for molars. Maybe you have impacted molars or something like that. Amarava baravuna. Lese tuma yechida. You bring a head of garlic that only has 1 clove. Vinimrise bimishcha umilcha. You grind it together with oil and salt. Vinesve atufrae di ilona. And you put it on the thumbnail, dahu gisa de kaivle, on the hand that is on the side that aches. So if your right teeth ache, you put it on the right thumb. Vinahadile delisha, and you surround it with a ring of dough, but you should be very careful that the garlic doesn't touch your flesh, because it can cause leprosy. Okay. Lichinche, which is some sort of tonsillitis or something like that. This is an inflammation. Rashi says an inflammation that causes some pus and you can suffocate if it's inflamed. So the Gemara is going to bring down a 4-step remedy. You have to go through. Basically, what they want to do is they want to create an abscess, and then they want to puncture the abscess so that all the pus comes out. Okay? The first step. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, chumse kimamru. You have to bring leaves of chumchri, which are effective as the leaves of mamru. Vikari de chusme ad mamru. But the root of the chumse is better than the mamru. Whatever those are, and ninkut bipume, you should peep them in his mouth for some time. You make some sort of chewing stalk out of it. Hani lukume. These are used to stop the swelling. Okay. After that, you want to, now you leave a shule. You want to form an abscess. Lysi pari deresh nafya. You should bring bran from the top of a sieve. Vitalfuli ba'afrayihu and lentils in their soil. Ushivu lilita. All right, the fenugreek, which is something that right to eat the fenugreek on Rosh Hashanah. So vishivu lisi v'chumrusav v'kushusa and some sort of blossom. V'niktit ke'amguza bepume and keep a nut-sized amount of this mixture in your mouth. Next step, step 3. Now you want to swell the abscess so it'll eventually burst open. Another person should blow some sort of white seeds into the patient's throat through a wheat straw. And the final step, lasuke, right? You want to raise new skin on top of the abscess to heal, right? You want it to scab. Let's say aframitula de beskista. You should bring dust from the shade of a toilet. Okay? And mix it with honey and eat it. The mailile, because this is effective. Okay. The next disease, the varsame, which is some sort of inflammation in some membrane around the head that causes mucus to secrete out of your nostrils. Okay. The varsame. Let's say keep pistica de nishtor. You should bring a cedar cones of volume of an ammonia. The ki amguze de chelbenisa, the venusan, a nut-sized amount of chelbena, which is one of the things that's in the Ketorist. Umilei tarvada duvsha chivra, and a spoonful of white honey. Umilei natal bas mechuzah charmenikida, and this measurement full of clear wine. Okay, wine, you know, wine that's not red, white wine. Venish lo kininu bahadei adadei, and boil them together. Vichi bashel nishtura bushalei kule, and when it's all cooked, you should be very careful. The entire mixture is cooked, and then you drink the potion. The ilo, and if that's not available or not effective, ilo leisle reviyasa de chalava de iza chiv rite. You bring a reviyasa of the milk of a white goat, right? The nitayfe atlas kalche karva, and let it drip over three cabbage stalks into some sort of cup. Ve'nivchashe begavza demar mehin, and then stir it with a twig of a maharmin tree. Right? Cook it together with the twig. Chibashel gavza demar mehin bashle kula. Make sure you cook it together, and then you drink it. Ve'ilo, and if not, leisei nafki dechava chivra. You should bring excrement from a white dog. Ve'nigbo benatva. You knead it with some sort of spice and eat it. However, v'chama de'efshar. However, if at all possible, nafka lo necho. One should not eat this. You should not eat the excrement of the dog, the mafni, because it unsettles the limbs. It has serious side effects. A lot of questions about that kosher. We'll get to it also. So they say a lot of this, one of the answers you can say is cholos sheyesh bo sakana. So it's not with these diseases. It's cholos sheyesh bo sakana, you can do it. But the question is, they're giving alternative remedies here. Elo. So why? We're going to see later. You're going to talk about eating leeches. Definitely not kosher. Shrotzim. And then they're giving alternatives. So why are you allowed to do that? But just. The Chashuk Echemed brings down here, a shayla was asked for Shlomo Zalman, whether you have a person who's, lo aleinu, a person who's very sick, he's in extreme pain, can you give him morphine or these sort of things to relieve his pain, even though the doctor says that may bring about an earlier death? Okay, so he asked for Shlomo Zalman, and Shlomo Zalman says, Mistaber, that you can be merachim al dechola, and to be mekel al av l'savlo, l'hashkim at his above to lessen his pain. Right, Uprat, he says, Shagam Efshe Shakaedim Chazokim Echalishim Mazikim Laadam Yosim Echufos. Maybe the pain is what's causing his demise, and maybe the Chufos will, you know, get him feel better and make him feel better. So, and he also says that maybe it's only a psik ratio, so long as you're not giving the medicines specifically to speed the death process, you're just giving them to heal him. It's a psik ratio, Lo Nichle, he says, and you can again, we're not passing halacha l'maisa, at least shaylas all should be asked to more than your local Catholic Orthodox halachic decisor. Should be also to the gedolim these questions. And Shlomo Zalman says at the end, Achani agid lecho ne'eman she ein li kobei masmarim b'chol kushakasapti. He says ki hashelus chamuros ma'ur b'ini yodei rayas brus. I'm not exactly sure. So Rav Shem said that Shlomo Zalman was matir these types of medicines for two reasons. One, because maybe it's the yisurin are going to get less and then he'll live more. Maybe the yisurin are what's causing him to die. And the second reason is because if there's a chash sakana, which there is over here, and most people do it. Most people in the world do these type of medications to make people feel better. He says, then you can be somek on the pasuk of Shomer P'sayim Hashem, famous for other, that pasuk is famous for another tshuva. But so that's what he says. So Chaim Kanievsky says that Shuker Sem has said that this is based on what we said before, that Rav Chaim learned this with his father, the stipler, that. He says there's a raya maybe for the Shlomo Zalman from what we just said. Because the Gemara here said that the trufa for Barsam is to eat this feces of the Kelev. Nevertheless, it's going to have terrible side effects. It's going to be Minatek the Ivarav. And they assume that Pirik Ravim is Sakharas Nefashas. And Afal Pikain, the Gemara says, if the Chola the other things didn't work, and the Chola is in trouble, the Chola is not feeling well, you can be mistamish with this type of trufa, with this medicine, even though the possibility has the potential side effect of causing over here, causing the mifra, causing the unsettlement of the limbs. So then, but the Chashuk Echema just quotes from his father-in-law, from Rav Yashiv, that at the very end of a person's life, when he's mamish or goses, you really have to be very careful about whether doing this, because then maybe what you're doing to relieve the pain is only just, you know, speeding up the death process, which is he claims is tantamount to murder. Okay. Next case. Now we're going to look to these are all a bunch of heart conditions. Okay. Ligira. I'm not sure what gira is. It's some sort of pain and inflammation in the heart. Leisei gira de lilsa. You should bring an arrow of Lilith. V'nifchei, turn it upside down. V'nishte maya al ilavei. V'nishte, pour water over it and then drink the water. V'ilo. You should bring some water from which a dog drank at night, and then you should drink it. But one should be very careful that the water was not left uncovered. The water had to be covered because there's a concept of giloy, the Gemara of Zohar talks about that the snakes used to get in and put their poison into the water, so you had to cover up the water. You should be very careful. The dog drank it, but there was no problem with giloy, that it wasn't left uncovered overnight. Okay, but let's say you did, right? Let's say you drank water that is uncovered. So now you have the poison, the snake poison in you. So anpika de chamrachai, you should drink an anpik of undiluted wine. Okay? Now, lemursa, for some sort of abscess, anpe dechan ba'ale din chala. Then you should drink an anpek of wine mixed with some sort of red aloe. Okay, next case. The pircha de liba. Okay, someone has a faint heart. I mean, they faint a lot. Let's say, klas brushu yasa de share, you should bring 3 loaves of barley bread. Vinishtirnu bichama de lo aver ilave arbin yoma. You should soak them in something called chamka, that's less than 40 days old. Vinechel, then you should eat them. Vinishti abasrayu chamra marka. And afterwards, you drink watered down wine. So the Gemara says, Amrlei Rav Acha miditul Ravina, bekolshekein deparach libe. If you do this, whatever this thing was, you're definitely going to faint because they're not good foods, and it's going to the Rashi says will deplete your stamina and you'll faint. So Amrlei, so Rav Acha said, so he said to Ravina, said back to Rav Acha, Ana liyuka deliba amri. I said that this is a remedy for heaviness of the heart, not for a faint heart. Meaning you want to get a softer heart. So lepircha deliba, but for a faint heart, right? Then you use the following. Let's lay klas berushayasa dechiti, bring 3 loaves of wheat bread, v'neshtino bedufsha, soak them in honey, v'nechol, and eat them, v'nishnei ba'abasray yacham rachay, and then afterwards you drink full-strength wine. Litzircha ditliba, you have heart pains. Leisei klas ba'e ninya, bring 3 eggs volume of some sort of mint, ubaisei dechamona, an egg volume of cumin, ubaisei deshumshimne, an egg volume of sesame, v'lechol. And then you eat together. You eat them all together. Okay. Now, intestinal conditions. L'chav mei, for intestinal pains. Leisei klasma pupili arichosa, you bring 300 kernels of long peppers. V'cho yomi nishne meyem minayo b'chamra. And every day, for 3 days, you drink 100 of them with wine. Mar brings now a case. Ravin diminarish avalei libirti de Rav Ashi. So Ravin, right, so Ravin prepared this for Rav Ashi's daughter. Meyem b'chamshim hadidon, 150 peppercorns. The itzaya, and then she was cured by them. Okay. Now, let's say likirtsa, which is intestinal worms, right? Anpeka dechamer beatrafa. You should bring an anpek of wine with a laurel leaf. Likirtsa chivra, for a white intestinal worm, if there's some other type of worm. Let's say bizra galgila. You should bring a seed of some sort of plant, the gilgala plant. Vinitsyaira bishittag, and wrap it in cotton cloth. Vinithyare bimaya, you soak it in water. Vinishtay, and drink the water. Vinizdadim binata, but one should be careful of swallowing the kernel. The ilo minkabele, because if you're not careful, you end up swallowing the kernel, it can puncture your intestines. The ilo minkabele, the mani, it can puncture your intestines. Okay? Now, for issues of the digestive issues. Lemesar, okay? Because someone's irregular, okay? They have diarrhea. Sisin retiva b'maya. You should bring some fresh sisin that's soaked in water, lemishre. And that opens up the bowels. Yivashta b'maya, that's to regulate the bowels. Limisra, to open the bowels, right? If one's constipated, then yiveshta b'maya. Then you should bring this dried yiveshta and soak it in water. V'simanach, and your sign to know which one to use is itza retiv the sachanara, a fresh itza that dams a river. Okay. The next one. Litachala, okay? For someone who has an inflamed spleen. Lace shave b'nei d'maya, bring 7 water leeches. Then dry them out in the shade. And every day for 3 days, drink 2 or 3 of them in wine. Okay, so let's talk about this one with the leeches. Okay, so what's the story? Leeches are shrotzim. You're not allowed to eat leeches. So this is a raisa, right? So that's what Rashi says, that these things are leeches. So he says that the refuah is leeches, even though they're usher. And they're asr b'achila and they're asr b'hanah, because the Gemara in Pesachim says that kol isurun shebetorah, right? So he says you're allowed to eat them. Why? Because it's not derech hanah, right? The Gemara says in Pesachim kol isurun shebetorah ain lokim aleim ela derech hanah son. You only anything that's an asr isr achila, it's only if it's done derech hanah. Lemaid, what has come to exclude im heniya chilev shal sora niskal agabi makal shepater. If you use the fat of a shorah niskal and you put it on your wound to heal your wound, your putter, because that's not considered a derech hanah. The kosher cane ochel chelav chai, if you eat chelav chai, you know, raw fat, shaputter af shalot derech achila. That applies, the Rambam says that applies to everything except for basar b'chala. That even loke derech hanah, and you drink it scalding, eat it scalding hot, he says you still get malkos. That's the seat of the Rambam and the chinuch. But the Rishonim Rachol is a machlokes Rishonim, whether l'chatchila you're allowed to be. That'll be nena from Yisur Hanak Shloka Derech Hanah, or that's Rak B'Dieved. If you were nena Loka Derech Hanah, you're not Loka. So the Mordechai in Pesachim in Pesach says that what the Gemara says, you see from the Gemara here, that's even Lichat Chila. That's because he proves it from our Gemara that you can use these leeches to cure this disease. And they weren't choshesh for anything about Shoratzim. But most of the Rishonim, Tosfos and Shavuos, Dachlaf Beis and Beis, the Rambam, Achol, Sosuos, Perachas, Lachat HaZayin, according to the Makkah Mishnah, the Ramban and Kiddushin and Vav, the Rashman and Kiddushin and Vav, they say that's only what the Gemara says here, that you can do them, Shalokaderach HaNoch, that's only, you're putted from Malkus, but you really, there's an Isser. So the question is, so how does the Gemara let you do this? They're letting you do it, L'chadchila, why is the Gemara letting you do it? So he quotes in the Bure, the Eshel of Ram, who says that according to his Rishonim, you can say that we're talking about a Chol Sheish Bo Sakana. It's a Chol Sheish Bo Sakana. You're allowed to do anything in order. You're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save him, because it's Pikuach Nefesh. So he says though, but the problem is that it was an Elo. There was another for the spleen. We said right afterwards, we'll say the right. We didn't read it. Elo. If you can't find the Shoratzim, there's another refuah for it. So. Yeah, he might be a Cholosh Yishmos HaKanda, but why go about doing it the Isser way, do it the Hechner way, with the other ways? So he says that, he brings from the postgame that the Raman Yoredeya in Sim Kufton Hey, that when a person has, when there are two refuos in front of you, one that can be done by Heter, and one that can be done by Isser, then it's Usser to do the refuah that's Usser, so why can't you do it here? So he says here, maybe because you see that it's the level of effectiveness. And you want it's your Chol Sheish Bo Sakana. The first thing to do is use the most effective one. But if you can't find it, you can't find that one. Then you can go. There's another alternative that may not be as effective, but it could work. Okay, let's go finish up the Elo. If you can't find these leeches to cure the bloated spleen, the Elo Lesi Tachala the Tzipirta the Lo Iftach. You should bring the spleen of a female goat that hasn't given birth. And you should press it on the inside of an oven. You should stand near the oven. You should say, just as the spleen dries up, so too the spleen of so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, should dry up. The Elo, if you have no oven. You should press the spleen of this barren female goat right into the crack between the bricks of a new house. And say the preceding formula that we just said. The Elo, another possible remedy. The patient should find somebody who died on Shabbos, and should take the hand of the corpse, which is also an issue. You're not supposed to be nena from dead bodies, and you should place it on his own spleen, and say, just as this hand dries up, so too the spleen of so-and-so should dry up. Again, just remember, there's a cherem from the Gonim not to use any of these refuahs, so don't go be digging up any corpses in order to help your bloated spleen. The Elo, and if not, another potential remedy, Nesi ben Nesa, the patient should bring a fish, v'nitvaye ben nafka, and you should roast it on a blacksmith's coals, v'nechli b'mayde ben nafka, and then you should eat it dipped in the blacksmith's water, v'neshtim b'mayde ben nafka, and afterwards drink from the blacksmith's water. And Neymar just interjects with the Maisa that shows the effectiveness of this. He eats the havishatz b'mayde ben nafka, there was a certain goat that used to always drink the blacksmith's water, ishtachet, when they shechted it, v'lo ishtachet l'kachala. And when the goat was slaughtered, there was no spleen inside. So you see that it's effective to reduce any issues with the spleen. The question is whether an animal like that is kosher. It's missing there's this famous shoe of the Chacham Tzvi, I think, that brings down that they shechted an animal and they didn't find the heart. So you have to, if the animal's missing any of the organs that needs to be lived, it's to be a trefa. So how did they shech this chicken and there was no heart? So the Chacham Tzvi says that if it didn't have a heart, it's impossible. It would have been dead already. Must be that the heart was there, it fell out, and somebody walked away with it. But to tell me that there's a chicken without a spleen, without a heart, that's impossible.
Okay.
Doesn't say whether you shechted or not, just says take the spleen. I don't know what they did. I don't know. I'm just going to say what the Gemara says. I don't know what they did. The Elo, and if they can't find, now we're going back again for this bloated spleen, right? The Elo, Livtach Avisa de Chamer Lishmeid, that the patient should open a barrel of fine wine for his own use. And the Gemara says, Amrle Rav Acha Breid Ravav Lavashi, E Isle Chavisa de Chamer, one who has his own barrel, and he's plenty, a lot of wine, Lo Asle Chamer Damar. He doesn't have to come to seek a remedy for a bloated, if the guy has this wine, and he drinks this wine, he's not going to have the bloated spleen. So he says, Ella Margel Bapashachwish, he should accustom himself to eating the morning bread. the mali lekula gufe, because it's beneficial for the entire body. It's something called pashachris. It's not breakfast. It's something that breakfast is good to eat too, but it's something other than breakfast. And when I say pashachris, and you should eat breakfast, but this is something else, and it's beneficial for your body. Now rush chosa. This is talked about as defined as hemorrhoids. Leisi akika ilvaya. You should bring this aloe from acacia tree. I'm not sure what that is. The aspircha umartavka. You should bring aspirta machmata v'chumras v'tepilim v'shafet achamita. All these things along with excrement from a dove. The nintkat b'shakei dekintna b'kaita. And you should wrap them in rags of flax cloth during the summer with the amar gupna b'sitva. And in rags of cotton during the winter, and you should put them in the affected area. If not, let the patient should drink watered down beer. Okay, for shigruna, some people say it's gout, some people say it's sciatica. Lesse paisia diminune, should bring a pot of brine of small fish. And you should roll it 60 times on this hip. Okay, lit simrita. Okay, this is for stones. Nice tlas nitofiata mishka dechufra. You should bring 3 drops of some sort of oil, or tlas nitofiasa itzor decharte, and 3 drops of a leek extract, or tlas nitifiosa dechamer nikida, and 3 drops of clear wine. Vilishtile ishma asa ama. You should insert it into the man through his ama. Ul ishma osa makam, and insert it into the woman, but also makam. The ilo, and if it doesn't work, or you can't find this. Lese una de zika, you should bring an ear of a flask. Vilitli lebe isha ba'ama, you should hang it from a man, but from his ama. Vil isha b'dadayin, and for women, you should hang it from her breasts. V'ilo, and if not, lese chuta de zehorisa de shadite duma bas duma. You should bring a red thread that was spun by a woman of ill repute, who was the daughter of a woman of ill repute. Vilitli lebe inish ba'ama, and for a man, you should hang it from his ama. Vil isha b'dadayin, and a woman from her b'dadayin. From her dadin, from her breast, ve'ilo, and if not, lesa kina de zacha nekeva, you should bring a louse that came off the bodies of a man of a woman. Vilitle be'ish b'ama, for a man should hang from his ama, le'ish b'oso makam, for a woman should put it b'oso makam. Ve'chimashtina, when these patients urinate, nashtina sistna yedeshta b'tinur de dashta, they should urinate on the dry thorns in a doorway, when the ayin b'chumrasa de nafkimine, and let him be alert for the stone that comes out of his body. De ma'alya l'kulit zimra, apparently the stone is good antidote for types of fever. You can grind up the stone and use it for, that comes out, and use it to heal some sorts of fever. So now the Gemara talks about some fever. Litzimra bra, for what's called an outside fever. Not sure what that is. Lesle plus a grivi suple, you should bring 3 seah measures of date pits, plus a grivi atraf, adara, and 3 seah measures of eder leaves. Vinish lukunini, kolchai luchudai, you boil each one separately. Vilese beinayu, and then you should sit between them. Vilas vinhu betarte mishkle, then put these items in 2 basins. Vinayse pisora, then bring a small table and place it over one of these basins. Vinanach ilave, and then rest for a while on the table. Veneko me ele hai velosiv aliyah hai, and then you should get up from one of the basins and move the table and sit down above the other basin. So the table goes on top of one, sit there for a while, then move the table on top of another, or sit there for a while. Ad nesek behavla, until the vapor from the basins enter the body. Vulusaiche minayu, then wash with the waters that are in them and drink from them. Kish v'chishasi, but when one drinks, mimaya da'adar lishti, let him drink only from the water of the eater leaves, mimaya da'sufa ilo lishti, but he shouldn't drink from the water of the date pits, mishun de'me'e kari, because that's a potential issue that could cause sterility. Okay, litzimra gavana, for internal fever. Lese shiva buni disilka mishev mashare, you should bring 7 fistfuls of beets from 7 different beets, for 7 different types of beets. V'nishkoloni ba'afrayahu, and boil them with their earth. V'nechol, and should eat them. Finishte atraf adara b'shichra, and then drink a mixture of eater leaves in beer. Oh, inve ta'ala b'maya, or grapes of a vine that were drawn over a palm tree with the water. Okay. Last one we're going to do today is now for some sort of skin condition. L'chazizisa. Okay, you have these you have dry skin, and some have moisture erupts out of them. Leisi shev chita ar zaniyasa, you should bring 7 plump wheat kernels. V'niklinhu amare chadasa, and roast them over a new metal shovel. V'nafik mishka minayu v'neshav, and oil will ooze from the kernels, and one should smear it on the infected area. Rav Simi bar Ashi avid leilahu ovei kolchavim. Rav Simi bar Ashi administers this type of remedy to a certain ovei kolchavim, l'davar acher, for leprosy. The itse, and the ovei kolchavim was healed. Again, the Chachamim put the even though it's the Chizkiyo hid the sefer trufos, and there's a gzeira, there's a cheirim from the Chachamim to not use any of these trufos. Nevertheless, it's in the Gemara, and you should do it, but everyone should be careful. Don't try, as they say, professional stunt people, don't try this at home. Have a good day.